5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
So I've put my mind together, Jim.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That'll do damage on most occasions.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Will Anderson, Jack Chris, Michael, Pretty Boy Zarafa, a bake. What could go wrong with this show?
The joke.
We'll get to that a little later on. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jim. Great to be with you. You know what day it was yesterday? We missed it.
Wednesday?
Yeah, well done. No, it was International Banana Day.
Was it really? Never even knew that was a day.
No, exactly. They just make them up as they go down to right. Banana Day. Speaking of bananas, how they wrap?
What did you shoot today?
Oh, I don't keep score, Judge.
Oh, well, how do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
No, that Judge smiles when he's behind the bar and he says, your father and I, we built this club. Yeah, my father never liked you. It's the funniest show ever. Now, Bill.
Yes.
Will Anderson, by the way, middle of the festival, got flooded in.
Flooded out.
Well, no, flooded into where he lives, so he couldn't get here for his shows.
Couldn't get out.
Thank you, Bill. is now here, and I understand, in dominant form. So looking forward to Will joining us shortly.
Yes.
All right, what else is going on?
Well, we've got a wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
How's the election going, Jim, do you reckon? Just looking at Albo up here and slow-mo.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be where the bake's headed, to be honest.
Look out, Jimmy boy. I'm just starting to get nice and fired up. Anyway, footy news. Good news at the Tigers because Dusty looks like he's in better space.
Good.
And might be back at the club later this week. Of course, he took personal leave about 4 weeks ago.
Yep.
Spent some time in Sydney.
Well, it's good if he's back because the game is in a much better place when he's playing.
Spot on. We need Dusty. We'd love to have him back when he's ready, of course. But they like to get up to Sydney, don't they, those boys? He doesn't love the publicity.
No.
We all know that. He just loves playing footy. And, you know, with Plugger and, of course, Buddy went up there. They all like getting up that Barry Hall.
Get away and,
So do you reckon he could end up there? Out of the limelight?
I don't know. But if he's playing again soon, that's good.
Exactly right. Tom Jonas, the captain of Port, thinks that Ollie Wines will return this Saturday night. Who are they playing? West Coast Eagles. What?
It's interesting.
Why?
Well, I think we've got something here, Rabs, haven't we? Ollie, you're putting a number on him?
Ollie, I'm not sure. I'm not all over that, but three or four.
Week.
No. Wines has not played for the Power since subbed out round four.
Yeah.
So round four, round five, round six. 3 weeks.
No, subbed out, he played. Round five, he missed.
Yes.
So that's 1 week he's going to miss.
Who?
And Patrick Cripps.
Is still not playing.
Oh.
Is still not playing. So Wines might be back. We don't know yet.
Wrong.
No. Anyway, we'll keep an eye because I think Port.
Yes, we will keep an eye on it.
Yes. Welcome Ollie back.
Well, no, tonight. Yeah. And the team's going to be
5. And then I'm nearly spot on. Cricket. Davey Warner is on fire over there in the IPL, Jimmy boy.
Cuts that one very fine. He'll pick up a boundary, will David Warner. 53rd half century in IPL cricket. It is a magnificent achievement.
53rd.
He's been an amazing IPL player.
He's not quite.
Incredible.
Not quite again.
What do you mean?
I was saying he's quiet.
Callback from that 4 years ago.
Yeah, in the T20.
53rd, 50.
Yeah, he's been amazing.
And you know how he does it. He was asked about his form, Jim, and just have a listen to Davey Warner.
Your own form, David, the last three games have been fantastic. Any particular reason? What are you putting it down to?
Form is temporary, class is permanent.
Oh, hello.
Class is permanent. If you don't mind, Davey. Come on, Davey. Class is permanent, Jim.
Right.
That's why you just go, come on, Davey. But anyway, well done to him. He's on fire over there. I'll tell you who's not. Virat Kohli. He's made 119 runs, Jim, this IPL season, averaging 19. No 50s, nothing.
Wow.
Really struggling.
He's
so
struggling.
I think he needs a spell. I think he's playing too much cricket, too much on his shoulders. Just have a spell and get back to test cricket. That's what I'd say to Virat if he rang.
He'd listen to you.
If he rang, I'd say Virat.
Yeah, well, guess what? He won't ring.
I tell you what, we're happy for him. We're going to have a chat to him later in the show. About 5:37-ish, I reckon, Jeff.
Yes.
Is pretty boy Michael Serafa.
Oh, yes.
How good was he last night at the Melbourne Convention Centre? And he won in the second round with a stoppage win.
Big strife for the Queenslander Hardman, who is on unsteady legs and taking big shots. And Will Soulos may jump in here, and he will. And it's a stoppage win for Michael Serafa, who returns with a bang and has won through to his world title shot.
He just had his way with the head splitter.
The head splitter, exactly. The head splitter was good. He actually, after it, said, well done.
Well,
and
he needed to, Bill.
He had to.
Done inside 2 rounds.
He was.
Probably needed to acknowledge.
2 rounds, Jim. Mm. Wow. So world title fight, maybe. We'll see what Serafa's got. He'll tell us all the news. Stay tuned there.
Mm-hmm.
But well done to him. Because the pretty boy, we hadn't spoke to him for a while, Jim.
No.
You went off him.
Bill,
you went
he hadn't
off
fought
him.
For a long time.
Jim, you went off him. You
were. Don't
say
I was off him.
You were. Yeah. Oh, when well, he wore that banana tracksuit in here one day.
He gave me the bright yellow trackie. He did. All right, Bill.
Tennis?
Oh, yes, please.
What about players from Russia and Belarus, Jim, will not be allowed to play at Wimbledon this year because of the war in Ukraine?
Yep.
The All England Club has announced. So that's Medvedev, of course. Very good player.
Medvedev.
Yeah. And there's another one, Andriy Rublev. He's number 8 in the world. That's it.
Yeah.
That's him. And one more, the NBA. NBA. Because all the talk, of course, is Ben Simmons, because his team are in the finals.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
That's right. They're in the finals. And you threw to Rabsy yesterday, just to say, because when we talk basketball, Rabsy thinks
he knows.
Well, hang on. You said that I think I know.
And Rabsy goes, oh, I'll speak on behalf of Ben Simmons. And you said, quote, unquote, he is pain-free and will play probably game 4.
And?
And, well, today, the coach of the Brooklyn Nets, Steve Nash, had this to say.
That's news to me. You know, I don't think we're targeting any game. I think we're trying to see how he develops, how he progresses, and you know, that's something that with the recent history since the trade, you know, has not been straightforward. So, you know, while it's exciting to see him on the floor and see him make progress, I don't think any of us are saying, you know, it's imminent.
Rabs, get your facts right.
I'm just glad that the greatest Canadian basketballer in history is listening to the show.
He did.
It sounds, sounds like Frank Drebin from
very softly spoken.
Very softly spoken.
But that is it. So we're not sure about Ben Simmons. You should probably
we are sure about Will Anderson. He's
Willie!
He's going to speak to us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Right, Bill.
Got one.
Anything?
So-so.
And we are joined by Will Anderson.
Our next guest has written some of the funniest jokes in Aussie comedy.
Go to a zoo and look around at the animals that would beat you in a fight. Like all of them, most of them. I would get massacred by anything bigger than a medium-sized dog that had not had a walk that day. That's it.
But this Sunday, he's doing it without a safety net with his improvised show, What You Talking About, Will. Please welcome Will Anderson.
Of course he's welcome. Got his own door in here.
Well, thank you very much for having me for a start. I appreciate that. Bill, at the start of the show, you were like, you know what day yesterday was?
Yes.
And you went with Banana Day. And I was just for a second, because of course yesterday was 420, the International Stoner Day.
Oh.
The 20th of April is 420. And I thought Bill was just about to make a big revelation that he'd been Cheech and Chonging on at 420 yesterday on the radio.
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, he did finish a show a few years back, didn't he? We said, what are you doing on the weekend, Bill? He said, oh, I'm going to pull some cones.
You met traffic cones out of the front of your house,
exactly
though, right?
Right.
That's all that you're into, isn't
actually,
it, Bill?
I wouldn't know what a cone is, to be honest.
No. Exactly. That ice cream cone. You probably had a few of those in your time, I'd imagine.
One the other night. Where did you used to sit when you're in here on the breakfast?
Where did I sit?
Yeah.
Where did I sit? I think
well,
I was.
I'm asking you.
I think I was where you were, Bill.
Well, you like, can't remember.
Have you noticed how quickly I've forgotten
what
it was like? Ed was over where JB is.
That's so the, Eddie there.
That's the big man chair. Das was over where I'm sitting right now.
You were here.
And I was, that's the William seat. Oh, that's a, if your name's Bill, you have to sit in that end seat there. I think you're the one that is also easiest to march out of the studio. It's closest out to the door.
Back pocket. Straight out.
You know, the funny thing about that seat, what? Will, is we also do the Saturday rub-in here every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
If the game's remote.
Yes.
And so we've all, there's about five of us, Bernie, Vince, and myself, and Damien Barrett, of course, and Wayne Carey.
Yes.
Duck.
And Duck just walks in and plonks himself straight in Bill's seat.
At the end.
At the end. And Bill tried to give it the whole, no, that's my seat.
Yeah.
And I thought, this will be good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See how, what happens.
How did that go?
How do you reckon it ended?
Yeah, it's his seat.
Duck on the ground. Oh!
No, I imagine, Bill, the nice thing about the duck coming in and sitting on your seat is that it'd smell of his cologne for the whole week. Oh,
magnificent.
Yeah, that'd be the nice thing. You know, really freshens up the studio.
He does smell nice. Mm. I did, and I was half feeding. I go, Duck, that's my seat. Mm. And you know you love your seat.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like...
Not when, really, actually, but sure. go with
it's
it.
It's like at footy, when the coach would talk to you before a game or after a game, every player sat in the same spot. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, if you came in 5 minutes late or 5 minutes early, every player would sit in the same spot, so you knew where everyone was. And I had we all had the same spot.
Where would you sit, Bill?
I was down the back.
Yeah.
And if you played badly, you'd hide behind, like, one of the big ruckmen a bit. You'd just get in behind him, and because he'd go around and have a go at you. Oh, this is blighty. Yeah. But it's funny how we all just – I bet you the players
so you
do
can go
today.
Missing in the game and after the game.
Yeah,
Will.
I can do a lot of things. Now – tell me, please, Willie, how is the comedy scene out there? It's been going, what, for a couple of weeks now? I was in Melbourne Saturday night.
Yes.
Went to Chinatown. People everywhere.
Yeah, it's good to have people back in the city. Like, and with the festival, there's obviously a heap of people back in the city. Like, I mean, not everybody's back. You know, people are still staying away like they are with the footy.
Yes.
But, and, you know, I understand that idea too. Like, comedy, you are gathering in a small unventilated room and someone's getting you to try to expel fluids from your mouth. So I guess in COVID transmission scenarios, people go, maybe, is this comedy show going to be funny enough that I'm willing to die to see it? I hope that mine is. That's how I'm advertising it. Like, take the risk of dying, it is worth it.
That'd be an interesting slogan, wouldn't it? But so it's been a tough year. So the attendance is maybe down a little, like footy.
Yeah, like footy, like anything that involves people going back out of their houses again. There's still people who aren't quite ready to do that yet, which I also understand, right? We're all making those decisions. Like, I've been doing that thing even just in between shows.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in my little sort of AFL bubble, you know?
Sure.
I'm just in the hotel room, don't go anywhere. If too many people get in the lift, I jump out because I'm like, oh, I can't
you
ruin my
jokes.
You
wear a mask everywhere?
I wear a mask everywhere.
I see that.
Like, I'm a big mask person because that's up my way, Bill, you know, up in Mullumbimby way.
Yeah.
No mask. Everyone had the mask exemption. Everyone was like, oh, no, I can't breathe. I can't breathe through the mask. And I was like, you're breathing pretty well through that bucket bong the other night. So I think your lungs are fine, to be honest.
Are people laughing as much, do you think?
I think actually more. I think the ones that are there, you know, because people have made the, like, you know, the choice to go out. It is an actual active choice these days.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're not just like rocking up to somebody. You've gone, like, you know what? We are actually going out tonight. We're going to do something. Mm. So once you get them in the room, I think they're absolutely unreal.
You've got them.
Yeah. It's been really good fun.
Tell you what we do every year, the Melbourne Comedy Festival's here, Will, is obviously you come in all the time. So not just around the festival, but a couple of internationals come in every year. Stephen Kaye, is one, and Ross Noble, who's basically an Australian now, but he comes in as well.
He's not
quite
right.
And I think they both come in to see if Bill's improved. Because though
like, they just in health-wise, mentally?
Both look at him with just startled eyes like, what is happening in there?
What's wrong with Ross Noble?
I thought you were honestly going to ask what's wrong with me.
That's what he should have asked.
No, with me? No. But he's not quite right, is he? He's.
I mean, look, I think that you both, you know, have your own unique take on the world, don't you, Bill? Like, and, you know, so I think the rest of us meet somewhere in the middle.
We are taking a break. The good thing about Will coming in.
We better talk about what you're talking about.
Well, no, we will, Will, of course. The other good thing about having Will in right now is we're not going to talk footy, are we? So that's good too.
With Will Anderson next on the Rush Hour.
Bringing that up.
Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill had what can only be described as a brain fart.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival still going. This man, Will Anderson, has a couple of shows. You can get tickets at comedy.com.au.
What you're talking about, Will, is coming up this Sunday, which is the full hour of improv.
Yeah, full hour improv Sunday night, the final show of the festival, but three nights of my Willogical show, yes. Which I did also over the Easter weekend, even did Good Friday. Did you do anything Good Friday, JB?
No, I don't remember back then.
You remember what you did on Friday?
What I did, I was...
You were working though, weren't you? What game were you calling that day?
I did that many over the weekend, I can't recall.
you were talking about Ross Noble. Yes. And, I first met Ross Noble in 1997 or 98, like first year of the Melbourne International Comedy Roadshow. If people don't know what that is, they take some acts from the festival and they travel all over Australia doing gigs, taking the regional areas. Yep. This was the very first year of it. And so I toured around Australia for 6 weeks in like a tarago with Ross Noble. Ross. And there was like... He's a prankster. He's an adventurer. That's what he's like in his real life. So this is the olden days, you've got to remember. Before 9/11 is very important to this story.
Right.
So we are at the Townsville airport and Ross goes missing. Ross goes missing and we can't find Ross anywhere at the Townsville airport. So we just go, okay, well, we'll go and get our luggage and then we'll try to find Ross when we can find Ross as soon as we get the luggage. So we're there waiting for our luggage. There's an army base up there. So where there's also a whole bunch of army blokes, you know, just standing around waiting for their luggage as well. Anyway, out comes on the conveyor belt. Yeah. Wrapped in bubble wrap.
Oh no.
Ross Noble.
No,
he has gone back, like out the back, just wandered out the back. He's asked, he was like told people who he is. Yeah. He's like got someone to wrap him completely in bubble wrap and then just come out on the rotisserie as if he'd like sent himself in luggage up to. And these army guys are just staring at this.
What's going on?
What is going on? So if you think he's weird when he comes in here, he's also like that in the real world.
Wow.
He bought an army tank. Did he tell you about that?
No.
Yeah. On his property, he just wanted a tank, so he bought a tank.
No way.
He also, I believe, dug a tunnel between his main house and the guest house so that he could send someone over to the guest house, like so he'd meet you at the front door of his house, and then he'd go, oh yeah, now go over to the guest house, and I'll see you. And then he'd get in the tunnel, run over, and appear in the guest house when they. I believe that is true. I have heard that is true.
He is weird. He's weird, Jim. He was. Hey, you know, you two are both dressed identically.
What?
You got khaki track pants on.
That's true. Actually.
You got black hoodies on.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's going on here?
Oh, my shoes are white. That's the only difference.
Yeah, I know. But look at you. Why are you dressed so?
We're on trend, I think.
I guess that's what it is, mate. Yeah.
No, you're not.
That's what it is.
You're from Nambi or Nimbi or whatever. And
Nimbi?
No idea. Yeah.
Not mate. In my backyard. Is that where I'm from? Nimbi?
Why are you dressed identically?
Nambi Nimbi.
Why? I want to know what's going on here.
With the fact that we're dressed in normal clothes.
No, you're not. A hoodie, which everyone wears
black
pretty much.
Hoodie, yeah,
it's a black hoodie.
Khaki pants.
Yeah.
It's not right. That's
so well, what are you wearing today?
I'm just looking good in my khaki sweatshirt.
Yeah. I mean, you can certainly see every contour of your body.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice.
Man boobs.
Yeah, it's very nice. You really get the outline of the nipples through that one, Bill. It's a real cold. Great look,
mate. Horrifies us every day. Hey, you love your footy. Obviously, you're a mad dog, but you do love your footy. Who are you enjoying running around at the minute?
I mean, look, what a great season this is, by the way, can I just say. Like, I mean, the battle for second has never been more intense. Like, I mean, just the rest, 17 teams. Really just going, could we come second in a grand final this year? It's been what a great year. But, I mean, I don't know. For me, there was a lot of trouble with Mason Cox last week, right? Everyone's, like, trying to run Big Maso out of the game.
Yep.
And on our Footy Adjacent podcast, we have Two Guys, One Cup. You can find that on The Listener. We're mounting a campaign, and we don't think the goggles are enough. Oh. We want to see more.
We want
to see every aspect because Maso's already allowed to wear the shin guards, right? He plays in the ruck.
Yeah,
he's allowed to wear the shin guards. I want to see Maso go out there Robocock style, dressed in every bit of like protection you are allowed to wear on the field. So I want a helmet.
Yep.
I want goggles. I want an arm guard. I want the mouth guard. I want the shin guards. I want him out there. I think this is the way we're going to go forward with Maso.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? What'd you call him? Robocock.
Robocock.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, you can go up against Robocock, which was Robbo's character. Do you remember that?
That
Fox Footy promo? Robocock.
You saw Freo for the first time.
Fremantle. Oh, my God.
Like, are you enjoying?
I am absolutely enjoying. Are you trying to get to something in particular, though, JP? I see you very much like walking me towards something that I'm not quite
towards
sure
something
which I'm.
Because what if, it you're, is. If you're a fan, and you should be, because he's an amazing young player of my nephew, Mekong Steve, as we call him.
Yeah, Andy. Okay. Yes.
Have you seen how wide his ankles are?
He's what?
He's got 600 mil Coke bottle ankles.
Well, here's what I will say about him. Firstly, he's one of the top five players in the competition at the moment. And I think it's because of that low balance.
That's
you
it.
Know, like a lot of guys say, you got to have the low hips, you know, good balance.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you got to have chunky ankles.
This he has is got really
like short legs.
Yeah. Short legs.
I mean,
and
is he always, or has he worked on that? Like, did he have a preseason and he's just like, I've got to really build up my ankles?
Mum or dad?
I don't know. No. But they, you know, most people's legs go in from the calf.
His go out.
His go out.
Like flares.
They do.
He's like he's in the 70s. He's just wearing flares around out there on the field.
That is exactly what
Del Santo like, is it?
Well, not probably as bad as Del.
No. He's got chunky. He's chunky.
Chunky legs.
Chunky ankles up to his knee. It's all the same.
Well, I mean, he was all right, though, wasn't he, Bill?
He could play.
He could play. It might be an advantage to have chunky ankles.
Maybe the flared leg is a thing.
I mean, imagine if you're like, you come back for skin folds on the ankle. You're just like, oh, mate, you have put on a lot of weight around the ankles this summer. I do not know what you've been doing.
Hey, mate, Rabbits, how do we get to tickets, please?
Comedy.com.au. That's comedy.com.au.
Will Logical three more?
Yeah, three more Will Logical.
And then Sunday is the What You're Talking
Sunday
About.
Sunday What You're Talking
so
About.
So when people got to... Just a minute left. Yeah. When people come to What You're Talking About, Will, can they throw something
yell
at you
out,
or do you just roll?
I mean, I normally talk to them.
Right.
I prefer me to start the conversation rather than people randomly just coming and yelling shit. But to be honest, if they did,
I would take it and run with it.
Yes, because I do make most of that show from the audience.
Right.
So particularly if you're in the front couple of rows, I am going to talk to you. But if you really have something you need to get into the show, if you want to yell it from the balcony, I am happy to take suggestions.
So you're not Rodney Rood. You haven't got people planted just throwing abuse at you.
I mean, I can't afford that, JB.
What about that Rodney Rood? Remember the bloke and yell out?
Roadie's just positioned in the ground yelling abuse at you. Well, that's you're a star, bad. Great team.
Comedy.com.au for tickets. Also, the Two Guys One Cup podcast is on the Listener app.
It is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm going to do a bit of twerking up there, so stand by.
Imagine, Bill. What a joy Will Anderson is, by the way. Quality operator. Quality in here always, but his shows are brilliant. So there are three more Willogicals, and then, of course, the What You're Talking About, which is the free form, is the final one on Sunday.
Comedy.com.au for
you
tickets.
You know what else you love about him? He actually loves the doggies.
No,
and
he does.
He genuinely loves footy and things like that, and he knows his sport, so you love that. Good on him. And Ross Noble's not quite right. He confirmed that with us, so that's good.
So
I knew that.
Did you have that audio of what Bill said? I think it was back in Higo's days. That's
no, no, I was
oh,
on.
Oh, you were on the show. Yeah. Here. Give us a listen. What are you doing tonight, by the way?
A couple of cones. Oh, Jim. Don't play that, Jim.
Bill,
that's all.
That's actual audio of our show.
But not everything I say is correct or
no,
true.
No, virtually nothing you say is correct. I know Rosie's got some feedback for us next, so stick around.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, I got another one, Jim. Just like the other one. Rosie Walton's wandered in. Always great to see you, Hosen. You're carrying a compendium.
A what?
An artifact of sorts.
Yes, what actually is that?
It's a historical Rush Hour document that the amazing Ewan Giles used to produce this show.
He did.
Before Big Nose producer Tunnel Cliff.
Well, no, I think Tunnel Cliff was first.
Was he?
Yes, and then Yui.
And then Jill?
Jill did a great job. Was anyone in between Yui and Jill? I don't know.
Anyway.
But we've had wonderful producers
you
and have one now, of course. Whit.
You would have got rid of him.
But Yui's obviously written this or put this book together.
He's a former accountant, so he's good at keeping records, and this is a rip of a record. It's all of the old phone topics.
Oh,
look at this. It's bound. It's amazing.
How old? Of them?
Well, some of them haven't aged well, old. I'm going to run through some of them. Maybe we'll pick one today.
Oh, right.
I did like this one. Okay. Do you know a vainer man than Dermot?
Yes. The phone's lit up.
They did.
Himself, Dermot Brereton.
I think he rang.
He would have.
This is one that hasn't aged well. Why do people love Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
Fair question.
Because we didn't get it.
No.
Remember, you and I didn't understand why he was popular.
It's in the book of topics, so it must have been asked.
All right.
Where have you been nude in an emergency?
Yes.
Ooh.
No?
Yes.
If your house is burning down or something. These aren't hard to work out for.
Well, they are for me.
This is easy. What have you dumped in someone else's skip?
Yes. Because Greg Anderson.
A goat,
who bloody played for Essendon in Adelaide.
Long hair.
He got a goat to mow his lawn.
No.
And the goat died. So then he went down to a shopping centre and dumped the dead goat in a skip.
He did.
So that's where that came from.
I remember that.
That was exactly what happened.
Yeah. This one hasn't aged well. What apps are good for the iPhone?
That must have been when I was away and you were doing
this. No, Jim. You come in, some one of your kids said, oh, what about this app? So you've gone with it. Yeah.
It was a big topic at the time.
Wordle or something.
It's not an app, but anyway. What's worse than head lice? Good question.
Good question.
Good question. What do you eat when you get home late? I like that one.
Yes.
Toast and Vegemite, yeah.
Ooh, okay. Are you a twin and do you have twin powers?
Jeez, I don't remember that.
I used to interpret for the twins up the road when I was a little kid.
What do you mean?
Or I could understand their secret language.
No,
and
you
I would,
couldn't.
I
you
could.
Just tried to join in and you, they didn't like you.
How's that for interpreting a sentence? Seriously.
Oh, my God.
How's he got there?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a good one. What's the go with Eltham being voted as sexy?
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that.
No, you don't, can't vote a suburb sexy. Does anyone actually watch Better Homes and Gardens?
Yes,
was a question one day.
Yes,
this is my favourite, though.
Yeah,
I don't know if we're going to do this.
What?
When have you last shut yourself?
No. Oh, Jim, we
Bill,
wouldn't have gone that.
That would have been you.
You would have done poo-poo somewhere.
Never. You would have come up with that.
No. I would have gone with it. You would have come up with it and said, Bill, Fat, do this. This will be funny, Fat. Do this. Poor old Fat does it and gets in trouble. That's exactly what would happen.
So what are you proposing? People ring and say which of those they want to talk about?
We just have to pick one of these, I reckon.
Oh, okay. Which is your favourite then? Which do you think will fly?
Hose. We can't.
Jeez, we're finding out about hose.
We've moved on. We're more mature.
We're a classier show these days.
Is it? Exactly. Okay. Oh, come on. Why not?
No.
When have you said?
No, we can't say that, Jim. Because
Bill,
what do you eat when you get home? No, late. No, that's a bit. Are we still on?
Yeah, we're on. Right. Bill, what are you going with?
Well. They are actually a bit ordinary. When have you been nude in an emergency?
Well, we did a nude one just recently, didn't we?
I like the nude ones.
Yeah, I know you do, Bill, but I'm not sure we're going to go with that. Do you know a man who's more vain than Dermot Burke?
Let's do that.
Ring us now if you know anyone who is more vain than himself.
That's it.
Dermot Burton, and what do they do? Jeez, he's going to ring me. He might well club me to death.
$100 voucher to the St. Andrews Beach Brewery if you can name someone more vain than Dermot Burton.
And what do they do, of course? You can't just say Smithy from
Elston Week.
You've got to actually explain to us why they're more vain than Dermot Burton. 1-333-53, ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Drink anyone?
Yeah.
Cheese them? Mark from... Look, I've just said something really embarrassing and there's been a nice pregnant pause. Anyone like a cheesel? Rosie's come in with the book of all the phone topics this show's had for 11 years.
Yes, Jim.
Some of them I remember and a lot of them I don't.
No.
But exactly. One is, who do you know who's vainer than Dermot Burton?
Oh, Tim, I wouldn't have gone with this myself.
I love it. Himself will call in at some stage. You ring or text.
Yep.
Damien's in Warrandyte. Damo?
Yep. How are we going, boys?
Who do you know who's that vain?
His name's Grant Hannington. He thinks he's Dermot Burton because this was middle of the late 80s through the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, love to go to gym, work the upper body, skip leg day with these puny little pindly skinny JB legs.
Yeah. Dermot legs.
No, your legs do, yes.
Yeah. And he had the big perm going.
Yes.
Love to oil up.
Yep.
Beautiful. And so much so that the liniment before the games, he had all these muscles. The liniment was nicknamed Hanno Juice.
I love it. I love that, Bill. That's funny. That local footy. Cool. Beautiful. Yeah. Stay there, Damo. Carlene's in Berwick.
She is. Carlene.
Hi, guys. How you going? Love the show.
Good on you, Carlene.
Do you know anyone? You surely don't know anyone who's vainer than Dermot.
Yeah, I do. There's a guy called, his first name's Darren, but they call him Parcels because he's all wrapped up in himself. He plays golf and he thinks he's a brilliant golfer.
Yep.
We used to go away on golf weekends, you know, all the girls and the guys, and he couldn't get a game wrong. He was always perfect.
Yep.
Does the doodle dance when he gets... You know, too many throffies in him.
Hang on,
and he's
Carlene.
Of that.
You're describing Jim here, but what's the doodle dance?
Well, He thinks he's got the biggest. I'm not saying it, and quite happy to bring it out and put it on show. He's really wrapped up in himself.
Just away with the girls.
That doesn't sound much.
That sounds a lot like Jim. Actually, I didn't realise I'd been on the same trip as Carly.
It was summing up you there,
Daniel in Pasco Vale. Hello, Dan.
Daniel,
hey boys. How are we?
Good, Daniel.
I'll nominate my dad here. He always goes on about how good he was, and whenever he's watching the footy, if the try kicks a goal, he's like, that's the ones I used to kick when he never won anything, and he wasn't that good. He was just a back pocket plumber.
What's the name of the old man, please?
Yeah, Ronnie.
Ronnie, come on,
he loved
Ronnie.
Himself too much, I think. So.
Come on, Ronnie. Stay there, Dan. Rich is in the Aubrey. Hello, Rich.
How are we, lads?
Who do you know who's vainer than Dermot?
My best mate, Regan. His partner was heavily pregnant and due to go into labour. And at the time they were due to go, he walks in with two pairs of sneakers wanting to know which pair would go better with his outfit. Which to her reply was, honey, I think there's going to be far more important things going on rather than people looking at your feet.
Yeah, come on, Regan.
Come on, Regan.
Be better than that.
That's good.
Stay there. Marky's in Hillside. Hello, Mark.
Mark.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, Mark.
Well, you know what? I've met Dermot Brereton, and I reckon, JB, you've got to be more vain than...
you would be,
himself. That one, Billy.
I like that. Good on you, Marco. He's Mark spot on here.
He brings two mirrors out because he's not sure which is his best side. So he looks at one and then the other and just compares.
So do you. You're happy with yourself.
For good reason. Now, Bill, who are we giving the prize to, please?
Well, I like the slong dance.
Carlene.
Well, Parcels, and he is very happy with himself. Nice nickname. So well done, Carlene.
$100 St. Andrews Beach Brewery voucher or $100 for grilled?
Oh, I'll take the Beach Brewery.
You can find their magnificent award-winning beers in selected Thirsty Camel stores across Victoria.
No, it's good down there. I love it. And Damo from Warrandyte.
Damo was good too.
He knew a version of Dermot, a man that oiled himself up and had the perm.
$100 grilled voucher for you, Damo.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Well done, boys.
Have a good day.
That was good. That worked all right.
So they all work, Bill.
I'm going to read this book, Jim.
Are you?
It's our Bible.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I think it's pretty embarrassing.
What else we got? What don't you get?
Oh, there we are. Pretty sophisticated one.
What the hell?
Oh, we still do that.
Oh, no.
I've got to turn you off before you get the one that's bad.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Where's the boss? I've got to sign on for next year. I haven't signed.
I would do it quickly. Yeah, tell you what we've got coming up is Jack Crisp from Collingwood, who is a star.
Yep.
He is a star of the competition and as durable as anyone playing in the competition.
169. The goose drank wine. The monkey chewed the backer on the street, Caroline. The lion shrunk. The monkey got choked, God. And they all went to heaven and a little rowboat clap, clap.
What was that?
What's wrong with him?
Is that a song?
Broken out into a ditty.
There's something wrong with him.
Yes.
So Jack is coming in. Yes. Looking forward to that. And then we chat to Pretty Boy Zarafa. But in the middle of that is a bake.
A bake!
Ooh. And we haven't done one for a while.
Oh, Jimmy.
So Bill's got nice and wound up, I suspect, over something he saw on the television last night.
I hope
so. That's coming up soon.
Beep, a button is working.
Right. What else have you got for us, please?
You want another little ditty?
No, we don't. Have you got any news for us?
No, after five.
Well, that's what I'm just asking if you've got any.
Well, wait till the news. We'll have a little bit of news here just to see how the election's going. And then we'll come back with an ad and then some local footy news.
Great summation.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you come sat too close to me. I've
got a cramp. Oh, no. He's got a cramp. Well, of course you feel good because you're listening to the number one show. Jack Crisp coming on to talk to us about Anzac Day. He's a star, this man. I love the way he goes about living and playing. Mm-hmm. There's a bake. Always coming up in the next hour, and then the pretty boy, Michael Zarafa, after stopping the head splitter.
Yep.
Halfway through the second round, I had a quick look at it online.
Because you're
it's
a boxing.
It's a very, very crisp left hook. He lands.
Is that it?
And out of nowhere, too. Ooh. Like it travelled about 10 inches, I reckon.
They're the ones you've got to watch.
And it's just out.
Yep.
That and was the end of him.
All over him. Ref had to call it off. So good work
by the pretty boy.
Pretty boy.
Jumped to number two in the world rankings. We'll get a title fight. We'll ask him when and where.
Ooh, like it, Jim. I like it. Some local footy, Jimmy boy. Dane Swan is going to be playing on Anzac Day.
Brownlow medalist.
Going to play for Collingwood.
No, he's not.
No? No. He's going to play because, as he said, I play pretty well on Anzac
Day.
He's
won a few of the medals.
Exactly. So he's a one-off appearance for Hastings.
Oh, down the peninsula.
Yeah, exactly, right for Hastings. They take on the mighty Tyab Yabbies.
The Yabbies
at Hastings. So that is obviously Anzac Day Monday.
Yep.
What did he win? Two Anzac Day medals.
How would he be going?
He rubbed the guts in one Anzac Day.
Oh, I remember that.
Kick three.
Remember, he used to wobble a ball through.
But it always
went
through.
Wouldn't spin properly, but always went through. The Yabbies, Jim. Now, they're a good story down there. They didn't really have an under-19s team, the Tyab Yabbies, had about four or five players. So Mount Eliza's helped them out because Mount
Massive
Eliza
footy club
had a lot of kids, and you can only have one under-19s team in the comp. So a few of those kids have gone down there, including my nephew, and he's playing for the Yabbies.
Beautiful.
I think the Yabbies are 2-0.
Are they?
And, mate, they're winning. They're singing the song. No one knows the songs. Yeah. They haven't sang it. So good on the Yabbies there. Watch out in the under-19s. So, actually, I'm going to go down to Mount Eliza on Monday and have a look at the Mounties play.
Are you?
Yes, the Mounties play.
My young blokes used to play for Red Hill.
Yeah.
The Hillies or whatever they were called. Yeah.
They're playing Red Hill.
Are they?
Yes.
Yeah. Red and white.
Exactly.
No, great league down there.
Good, very good league.
Good footy people.
So good on you, to, of course, to Swanee there, playing for Hastings. And our man, Daisy Thomas, playing Saturday for Sorrento.
No, he's not in good enough nick.
Reserves.
Sorrento reserves. And he plays full forward.
Yeah.
Doesn't lead
he
out
He wouldn't to go him. Too far.
Well, I think he's doing it to help out his mate as the coach. So
that's right, which is always good. And he's been on a fitness kick.
Has
lost
he?
A bit of work. Weight.
Yeah, lost a heap of work.
No, he's lost a bit of weight. But he goes on these kicks for a while, and then he likes to enjoy himself. Right. Then he comes back a bit. He was
a grill on the hill again last night.
Has he? Mm. He loves the steaks there.
He does.
Loves them. Good service.
Mm-hmm.
Good steaks. Magnificent there, Jim.
Yes.
So all the best to Swanee and all the best to Daisy. That is good. They're putting something back into local footy.
Yeah, that is. A nice segue, too, into Jack Crisp, because he, of course, also plays for Collingwood.
That's local. Local footy, is it?
Two, you're just talking about Collingwood legends, so it's a nice segue.
Probably should have stopped at that.
Probably should have.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Remember what we used to do? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Remember?
Oh, and Mondays.
Mondays and Fridays off. What happened to that fat?
Well, we got too popular.
Massive Monday, Anzac Day, and this man's going to be part of it, Jack Crisp.
Our next guest has played 168 consecutive AFL games, the longest active streak in the league.
To Crisp on the left foot from 45, Jack Crisp. It's another one for the Pies.
On Monday, he'll play his 169th as the Pies take on the Bombers on Anzac Day.
Game on Anzac Day.
Please welcome Jack Crisp.
Have a look at Maddie in the booth and old Mumpsy. They get
Mumpsy.
A stiffy, don't they?
They do.
As soon as anyone from Collingwood comes on, they do all these. It's embarrassing. Crispy, welcome to you.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, nice to have you on. It's an unbelievable streak you've got going, by the way. What do you put it down to? You're just a hard bastard. Don't get injured.
I'll say that. But a lot of people would argue that I don't go get the hard ball.
But there would have been times you would have been sore or maybe pulled out, but you've continued on.
Yeah, no, 100%. There's been a lot of times where you haven't been 100% ready to go, but lucky we've got a great physio team and everyone hands on deck to help get my body through.
Simon Anning being one of them. He used to be at North Melbourne.
Correct.
He's a very good boy, Simon Anning. Unbelievably good at his job. Now, are you the best rookie draft elevation in the competition?
Yes.
Nah, that's everyone else to judge, not me. But I'm just very grateful that the opportunity I was given, and obviously taking the most of it.
Throwing in with Beamsy, they used to say steak knives. You'd said that, Jim.
Never
I said,
once
no,
said
come
that.
On.
Actually, I've never
Crispy's
once said
more
that.
Than that.
He's a star, is what he is. But to be taken on the rookie draft and put the numbers together that you have, is including, of course, the Copeland Trophy in 2021, it's a great credit to you. So we're coming up on Monday for one of the great days on the calendar, let alone the AFL calendar. Yeah. You guys always talk about the privilege it is to play on Anzac Day.
Yes, we do. And as a matter of fact, we actually had Mick Malthouse come in today to the club to speak to us for about half an hour. Just not only about like what a privilege it is for the club to play on the Anzac Day, but just
gave a bit of history about all the wars and stuff and how special they are, and obviously all the learnings he's gotten throughout the years. So he was able to share some of that knowledge to us as a footy club today, which was really nice.
Gee, he's gone grey. He's nearly gone white, hadn't he?
Yeah, I couldn't tell where his hair and his head started.
But very passionate, and he'd tell us some very good stories, I reckon.
Yeah, no, it was great. Because a couple of things I hadn't really heard before. So it's obviously really good to get that kind of insight, especially from people who have been heavily involved in the day and at the football club.
7 points only to a very good side in Brisbane. Not going too bad, the Pies.
Yeah, not too bad. And the Fly's spoken about it a fair bit. We're doing probably about 80% right, but we've just got to find that other 20% to get us over the line, whether it's four-quarter performance or just a little bit off here and there, maybe it's stoppages or aerial. All finishing in front of goal. So, yeah, hopefully it'll come.
I like how the new coach has got you playing, though. There's lots of heat around the ball carrier. The defensive pressure's right up, and that keeps you in games.
Yes, 100%. And we're seeing reward for our effort a little bit. Last year we were 18th in inside 50s and territory. This year I think we're in the top two or three for inside 50s. And I think Fly said the other day it might have been number one for holding territory. But now we've just got to make sure we can connect with the forwards and turn that into scoreboard pressure.
That would help, wouldn't it? Yes. And in the midfield, how are you enjoying that, Crispy?
No, I've been loving it. We did a fair bit of training over pre-season with Pendles, Maynard, Nick Dacos about playing a bit of a midfield role and then swapping into half-back.
Yeah.
But I think the last few weeks I've played just mainly inside mid. But, it's been good. Good change-up. I've had mixtures over the last couple of years where I've been half and half throughout games and thrown in and out of different spots. But, yeah, it's good to be staying in there at the moment.
Went back to Myrtleford, I see, there over the Easter break. Couple of superstars from Myrtleford. Name the top two best players from there.
Me?
Yeah, other than yourself, Crispy.
Yeah, well said.
Who else? Guy Argoni's from back that way.
Gary Ablett. Gary Ablett Senior.
Oh, he went back and played like one game, I think, didn't he?
No, well, I think he was there in the town. And
yeah,
Sam.
Well, fun fact, our footy pavilion is called the Ablett Pavilion.
Oh, so there you go. And Sam Kekovic.
Oh, Kekka.
He's from Myrtleford.
Yeah. Geez, that always gets brought up too. I think mine might have come up last time I was on the show.
Oh, sorry about that.
You're just going back to old stuff.
Do you reckon Kekka would go back there and do a freebie?
No. not free. He knew he was going to be a star, Kekka. He just didn't realise how quickly he was going to be a superstar.
That's what he said.
He is a magnificent man, Kekka. I love him. Hey, tell me about this. You mentioned him before, Braden Maynard. He appears to talk slowly to me, Braden. The words come out quite slowly.
I think he's pretty funny. He's got great energy at the club, and generally most things he says are pretty funny. Everyone gets a good kick out of it. So, he's a great person off the field, and then when he's on the field, he's a great teammate to play with. So I love having him at the club. Yeah.
Hey, and Dylan Moore, you've got a very, very tight-knit defensive group, and that must make it easier for you up the ground.
Yeah, it definitely helps. It helps when everyone's staying fit as well, and we don't have to really shift too many positions down back. We've got great setup with Darcy and Howie. Brazzy as well. Quayne is coming on nicely.
Quayne is going.
Yeah.
No, they're then, good, Bill.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Game is virtually sold out, so that's 100,000. How good is it just standing there, mate, beforehand?
Yeah, I've spoken about this to a lot of people over the years, but just – obviously, it's a special occasion for a number of reasons, but when you get that time to soak it all in and look around the whole stadium and it's just absolutely packed, it's pretty surreal. And then after the last post, when they blow the siren and we kind of run off to do a little warm-up again, I think most of the time I get chills, so it's pretty cool.
No, it's brilliant. Oh, that's what it is. Hey, how are the family going, please?
My family are going really well.
Two beautiful girls, Lila and Sloane.
Yes, 4 and 2. They're a bundle of joy, lots of energy, full on at times, which can make my hairs go a bit grayer quicker than normal.
You train a bit longer.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't believe it today. I haven't come home yet. I'm down at 5 and 7.
No, exactly. That's what happens, Jim, when you have a couple of young ones. You do a bit of extra.
And you know what they say, Crispy, and that is very, very fit men have girls.
That's right.
Yeah, I heard that. That's why I got two.
So now I've got four boys.
And guess what?
Guess what I had.
My first two, Jim, girls.
Were they?
I was fit.
And then you retired?
No, I'm going to go to another couple. Hey, what's this?
Crispy's having a chuckle.
Sponsor of Carlton Draft.
Crispy. TikTok, he's big on that. It's real weird content. This is what I've been told, including a video where he runs out of toilet paper and uses a hand towel. Crispy. <Yeah.
laughs> Didn't actually use a hand towel. This would be great content. But good to see you following me, Bill.
I'm on TikTok.
How do you do it, Bill?
Just app TikTok.
You can go on one of those questions. What apps are you good for your phone that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah. What's your best app?
TikTok.
That would be what it would be, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, can't wait. Yes. It's going to be absolutely superb. The Anzac Day tradition of Essendon and Collingwood is one of the great things in footy. Enjoy it and keep going as beautifully as you are.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
can't wait.
Jack. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Great Britain, then America, Ukraine, and then Azerbaijan.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Five, here we go. Four, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Jim, I tell you what I'm already sick of, my friend.
What's that, Bill?
The federal election. Seriously, it's a nil all draw. Dumb and dumber, Jim. Albo, how stupid do you want to be? Doesn't know what the interest rate is, Jim. Got his stupid tongue hanging out. If you're in politics, Jim, you got to know the answers to simple questions.
What, like this?
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Don't be a smartass, you little pinhead. This is my bake, and I'm getting angry now. Then there's Slow-Mo, clueless dingbat from Sydney. Say no more.
They're both from Sydney.
Rab, turn that off. Or I'm going to climb this desk, and I'll belt you, and I'll belt him. Albo, this was the unlosable election until you opened your f***ing mouth. Slow-mo, your party's leaking like a sieve. Your own people are telling the press what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's what leaking is.
Turn that off. Mumps, what are you doing, Mumps? Turn him off. It's like I always say. You can lead a horse to water.
No one gives a what you
What's that? What's he doing on? Turn him off that spaghetti arms, little turd. Entitled holidays, Brayshaw. He can get Mumps, you can get and I got no voice.
He's baked the election for a second and then just
turned on us.
Just turned on.
By the way, I'm voting for Clive Palmer.
Why? Because he looks like you.
Turn him off! Turn him off!
Oh, he's gone. He's excellent.
Oh, no. I can't do it. My guts is hurting. Oh, please.
Michael Zarafa's up next on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Number three, here we go. How many laps are there around Mount Palomaran?
Oh! We are joined by one of our favourites, Michael Zarafa.
Exactly, pretty boy, and I've got his music here when he made his entrance the ring. Here it is. You ready for it? Here he is.
A bell.
Pretty boy Rocky.
That's not the pretty boy.
Why? I thought it was.
I like it, though.
No. Look at it. Oh, I feel like I'm proud of him.
I'll tell you what he does come into the ring with. What is please, Bartholomew.
What's this?
Well, he's the pretty boy. He's got to have the music that fits the name.
It doesn't fire me up.
He's with us right now, of course, after a inside two-round demolition of the head splitter. Pretty boy, welcome and well done.
Thanks for having us, boys. It was
What a night not to remember.
Oh, mate. The boy didn't come down from Queensland. He had plenty to say, the old head splitter. But, Saraf, you did the gloves, did the talking.
Well, yeah, like I said, 12, 14 weeks prior to the fight, he was, you know, very vocal and had a lot to say and, you know, attacked me at a few press conferences. And, you know, he had to be stopped. And we, you know, we did it in style. We knocked him out in two rounds. And now I'm sitting at number 2 in the world and now I get my shot at the world title. So I'm wrapped.
Oh, so you bloody mate. Should be. And it started at the weigh-in as well.
Yeah.
He tried to get rough with our boy and that didn't work for him.
Not at all, mate. We just laughed it off and we knew that skills pay the bills and he wasn't in my level. And, you know, like I said, come yesterday face-to-face, I knew he didn't want to be there and, you know, I hit him with a beautiful hook and he went down and I took the opening and just jumped straight on him and that was it. The referee waved it off and I was the best feeling in the world.
Actually, I didn't mind the head splitter after it. He actually was pretty good. He said he got me plain and simple. He actually said at one stage, Saraf, he said, we got in here and the flea bag punched my effing head in.
Correct. Yeah, I found that quite funny as well. Yeah. But look, you know, we fought it out and I said to him after the ring, I said, you know, like, we hated each other prior to the fight. We fought now and it all ends tonight. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. Yeah. You know, he's getting married and in 2 weeks. I said, I wish you and your future wife to be to all the best and nothing but love and success. And we left it in the ring. So,
good.
You know, it was good.
All right, so as you said, ranked 2nd in the world now. The title shot coming. Where and when? And is it going to be Tim Zhu?
Where's Tim?
unfortunately, we actually snuck in before Tim Zhu and we're getting the world title shot first. So we're actually ahead of him at the moment.
Good.
But we're fighting the Brazilian number one, Falco. He's 27-0, undefeated. Absolute animal. But look, we believe in our ability and we're going to be training super hard. And our teams are in negotiations at the moment and we are finalising the venue, and it's looking like it might be Melbourne.
I was going to say Caesar's Palace or MGM Grand. Nah. Coming to Melbourne.
Melbourne Convention Centre.
Yeah, Melbourne or the Marvel Stadium, you know, where George is leading the way. So, fingers crossed, like I said, we're just waiting for the final details, but, like, I'm stoked. You know, to get a crack at the world titles, you know, I couldn't be happier.
No, well done, mate. It was fantastic. Did you wear your yellow tracksuit?
No, they're gone, mate. I got rid of them after our last interview. I was a bit self-conscious.
So
I looked in the mirror and I thought, you might be right.
Yeah, it looked like Kill Bill, we thought. So how long do you need to recover and how long could you turn around and take the number one on?
Look, you know, I didn't really get hurt too much. It was, you know, I went in there and did the business pretty quick. So I'm probably going to head back to training on Monday and slowly start building. And as soon as the day's finalised, we start, you know, cranking the gears and start stepping it up.
Bill, unbelievable performance from our man, the pretty boy.
Exactly.
We were on him, by the way, before any other bastard had even heard of him.
And then we dropped off a little bit. Bill, Jim, we did.
You need to let me go.
Now we're back on the wagon now, mate. Have we jumped on now?
Number 2 in the world, mate. It's a great place to be.
Well done. That is fantastic.
Couldn't
pretty
be
boy.
Happier for you, pretty boy. And we look forward to hearing about the big fight coming up.
I appreciate it, boys. Thanks so much.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Oh, and I'll tell you, big show tomorrow. Ooh. Brag artist, of course. I'm going to be in Canberra.
Canberra.
We've got the Air Canberra. Big so class, of course. Saints, not about that. I'll have a brag artist, though. Don't worry. And the Giants.
Toby.
Now, Bill, tomorrow also on the Hectic Cheese. Don't like being called hectic anymore.
No,
just cheese.
Just cheese.
We had Craig Bellamy on last year, and we asked him, what about the Hectic? Because we have him on regularly. We think something's wrong with him. This was his reply.
I'm a bit ahead of his. I'm sure he's got something wrong with
him. Poor old cheese. And he's on fire. Do you know he's signed already to go to the Roosters?
Well, you don't bring that up.
Oh. Well, you can here, but,
yeah, but
tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Better not tomorrow, right, Jim, so, when you're in Canberra.
Joke?
Yes.
End the day with the laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Put him in there. Righto, here we go.
Yes, please.
Because a good one yesterday
wasn't
funny. It was.
No, it wasn't.
Elizabeth. I asked my grandpa the other day, Jim. Yes. Well, grandpa.
Grandfather.
After 65 years, mm-hmm. you still call grandma darling and beautiful and honey. What's the secret? Grandpa said, I forgot her name 5 years ago.
Oh, no. Come on, Pops.
I forgot her name 5 years ago. Oh, I'm too scared to ask her.
Oh, no. Come on, Gramps.
Oh, Popsy. Oh, Popsy.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, there
not
we go.
Play that, Bill.
Two from two.
No. Oh. No. No. Oh.
Slam, slam. Boom.
Back we come.
Yes.
Right
two in
mind.
A row, Anthony. Yes.
Actually, not two in a row, but that one, not bad.
You had a good day today, Bill. Ticked a lot of boxes.